With the publication of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights draft report on voting practices in Florida, once again Americans are turning to the issue of voting rights. For most people, the right to vote has come only after a difficult struggle, NPR's Philip Martin reports.
The history of suffrage in the United States is rife with contradictions, says Eric Foner, the author of The Story of American Freedom.
The basic right of virtually all white males to vote was guaranteed here much earlier than elsewhere. On the other hand, women got the right to vote in the United States considerably later. I think we were the 38th country that gave women the right to vote. And African Americans in large parts in the South didn't actually have the right to vote until the 1960s.
It's a complicated story. Complicated also in our perceptions of what we were creating during the earliest years of our country, says historian Roger Wilkins, the author of the forthcoming book, Jefferson's Pillow, The Founders and the Dilemma of Black Patriotism.
The founders believed that they were creating a government which would enable the people to handle the problems that came up day to day and to preserve the democracy.
Eric Foner says that in reality, the people who had this right were limited to those who owned property.
Slaves couldn't vote. Indians couldn't vote, by and large. Women, of course, couldn't vote. Indentured servants couldn't vote. Poor white males who didn't own property couldn't vote.
Gradually, Foner says, a shift took place, and the focus changed from property to personhood. And as property fell away, race became more distinctive. By the start of the Civil War, Native Americans could vote in a handful of states, and the 15th Amendment enfranchised African American men. But that privilege was subverted by the Klan, poll taxes, and literacy test. Women gained the right to vote in 1920, and first-generation Asian immigrants were allowed to cast ballots in the 1940s. Then came the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Through it all, the struggle for the right to vote elevated the image of the ballot, says Faith Davis Ruffin, a scholar with the Smithsonian.
When we look at the struggle against slavery, when we look at the struggle for suffrage for women, when we look at the civil rights struggle of the 19th and 20th centuries for African Americans and others to vote, this becomes a sacred right.
But over time, as the image of voting as a sacred right has flourished, so too has a long simmering debate. Historian Eric Foner.
There are two strands in our history which compete with each other. One is the democratic strand, which says this country is a democracy. That's the essence of American liberty. And in a democracy, the largest number of people should be voting. But then there is a different strand, which says, no, the political nation should consist of those who are truly qualified. So there has been constant efforts in our history to, you might say, purify the electorate, to eliminate those who middle and upper class people feel can't exercise the ballot properly.
And some voters are eager to counter the naysayers who question their judgments. 18-year-old Draper Hugan, a sophomore at Daly College in Chicago, voted for the first time in the recent presidential election.
If you want to have a definite impact on somebody that you know can actually do something for you, then you should vote for that person. If there's something that I can do and if I can make a change, I'm there and I'm with it.
Historian Roger Wilkins.
The democracy is only as strong and as rich as the multitude of voices that are able to articulate their visions, their pains, their hopes, and their aspirations.
As events such as women's suffrage and the civil rights movement recede further in history, the symbolism of the ballot box has become increasingly less important, according to the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies in Washington. This is reflected in part in declining voter turnout. In 2000, 49% of the electorate did not vote. One of those people was a new citizen, 22-year-old Javier Lopez, a resident of Florida. He says after what happened in his state last year, he has no intention of ever voting.
Not in Florida, because Florida they didn't get to get all the votes in or something like that. So either way, if I would have voted, it would have made a difference.
In spite of the voting irregularities in Florida and elsewhere, Faith Ruffins and others say that Americans must be reminded that the right to cast a ballot was the direct result of the sacrifices by women, immigrants, people of color, and the poor. And she says that speaks volumes about the importance of voting. Philip Martin, NPR News.